clacker.
Squish your head.
Oh, edit that out. Bad pop here. But today, I got some good news. Whoever thought there were so many ways not to kill yourself?
Winning!
All you veterans out there who have had to sit through a bazillion suicide prevention briefings. Going out with a bang and a dick move. Here's a redonkulous version of that. Oh, we should have done this for Halloween. With that being said, let us begin. Yeah! Now, there's a reason why they're saying suicide is one of the most selfish acts you can do. Because it is. Dick move. Look, if you got a terminal illness, and I got it. No piece of slot C is worth your life. You can always get some more slot C and make more money. That's just the way it is. Do not suck start your shotgun. It never works out. Put a shotgun in your mouth, a phallic symbol like that? You're gonna go down with a couple extra homo suspicion points. Winning! No. Do not point a gun at your head or your body. No good can come of that. And for all you fools out there who like to holster your weapon in the front over your peg D,
I just f***ing shot myself.
Gonna be a daddy. No, you shot that baby off. Cause you're stupid. Gravity still works. Don't test it. Hey, you think you can fly? Because you're on acid? No. It equals human stew. Serving your head at Panera Bread. Trust me when I say, you will lose your argument with physics. You are nothing but a big red water balloon. You will pop. That's P-O-P, not P-O-P-P. You are 86% water, but you cannot stay submerged indefinitely. But if you're one of those scuba dudes that likes to go down with sharks without the cage, they will bite you and let the water out of your veins. And you will be delicious. Do not let the water out of your veins. There's just so much out there, but you want to cut yourself, really? Come on, you idiots. Why don't you watch some Game of Thrones? Because there's boobs on that. I've seen them. I like them. Winning! Autoerotica is still hanging. Quai Chen Kane.
Yeah.
David Carradine.
Bill killed Bill.
That's terrible, but it's true. Great actor, loved his work. He went out poorly. He didn't know if he was coming or going. Yeah! No, no. Extreme, sudden stops, kill. Because bottomless pits? They're not bottomless. Plus, you gotta think about it all the way down. Hey? 37 aspirin will cure your last headache. Unless you're Charlie Sheen. Winning! Because that dude has done enough dope to subdue all of Manhattan, and he's still walking around. You are not Frankenstein, and electricity will de-animate you. I remember that when they made the Frankenstein wife form, and she flipped out. I was like, what's her problem? Oh, that's right. She's like six different women. Blooka! Are those titties from two different women or from the same one? Because that'd be hard to explain. Lightning hurts for a second. I had a guy on a golf course trying to get hit by lightning once. It's unbelievable. I had to go out there and get him. His wife just dumped him and shit. He's out there driving around in a lightning storm, you know, in a golf cart.
Take me now.
Come on. It's like pouring rain. It's green. It looks like there's going to be a tornado, and he's driving around. I want to die. And he's holding up golf clubs. I'm like, oh, my God. I had to go out there and talk him down from getting hit by lightning, you know, what the hell? It's funny now, but it wasn't funny at the time. Remember, no matter what you do, someone's gonna have to clean that up. And also, if you do anything hazardous that could harm someone else behind you, leave a warning label. Mix ammonia and bleach and clean your bathroom and die. Could look like an accident. And you'll get your full life insurance premium paid. Not that I know about that or anything, I'm just saying. You can't kill yourself and put your kids through college, I'm just saying. People will love you less if you cause and leave a mess. That's why chicks take pills. Hey, you're in bed, they just gotta fold everything up, put you in a bag, you're good. Stopping a bus or a train by throwing your body in front of it is a dick move. All right? Because, you know, you're scarring the driver and people on there, and you're causing a mountain of paperwork for everyone else. I had to go to like three train stations to pick up one guy. who steps in front of the train in New York. I mean, Jesus. If you run your car for an extended period of time in an enclosed space and you're in it, make sure you have enough gas for the next guy. I hear that the carbon monoxide makes you puke. So, like, if you're doing this because you're dating some horse chick, puke in her feed bag. Bluka! What are you gonna do? He's dead. If you blame someone else for your actions, it's a dick move. You did it to yourself. Total dick move. If you leave small children behind, not only are you abandoning your children, but you're probably scarring them for the rest of their existence. That's a total selfish dick move. If you want your legacy to dance on a pole somewhere long after you're dead, go ahead and do that. If you think a permanent solution is the answer to a short-term problem, dick move. No matter how bad you think it is, you'll be okay. If you are experiencing any feelings of doing this, talk to somebody. Somebody has gone through what you're going through. Gonorrhea! No. And it was probably worse. And they didn't, you know, have an argument with physics or shoot their heads off or anything like that. They're fine. You can get through it too. Suck it up, buttercup. Don't be a dick and don't kill yourself. It's not worth it. You can usually come up with a solution. Talk to somebody. Don't be a foolish mortal and throw yourself into the abyss over nothing. Like you're a teenager and you're killing yourself. What the hell's wrong with you, man?
In high school, high school is not life. I mean, you got all this other shit to look forward to.
Like when I was in high school, I talked a big game, but I didn't get any action. When I went in the army, it was off the hook, man. I was a lawn sprinkler. Yeah, I was like winning. Please don't be too mad at me for making fun of this. It's a serious issue. If you ignore all this advice and you still kill yourself, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, because if you don't, dick move, beer me.
Take three.
17. Oh my God, that was a good one.
I win that one, man.
Serving your head at Panera Bread. Hannibal Lecter of Bread Bowl. Oh. If you think a permanent solution is better than... How can I say that? I'm going to tell you, those are good movies. Those are fucking awesome. The Avengers, that shit was fucking awesome. And I hope they make a bazillion of those movies because they'll make so much money.